From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. military is evacuating American and other foreign hostages held by Islamic militants at a gas complex in Algeria. NPR's Tom Bowman reports some of the several dozen other hostages have been killed in the ongoing crisis, though there is no word on a final death toll.
The released hostages are expected to be flown to Europe aboard the C-130 medevac flight that arrived one day after Algerian forces stormed the sprawling gas site. Officials say an unknown number of militants and hostages were killed in the ensuing gun battle. London-based BP runs the gas site and would not comment about the fate of any individuals or their nationalities. U.S. officials say besides Americans, the workers include British, French, Norwegian, and Japanese citizens. American and British officials say they were not told beforehand of the assault by Algerian troops, but urged the Algerians to make the safety of the hostages their top priority. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Syrians in Aleppo and Daraa reportedly are under siege again. In Aleppo, witnesses are reporting rocket fire on a neighborhood. Local television is broadcasting images of a collapsed building and medics pulling victims from the rubble. However, this recording could not be independently verified. Meanwhile, state-run TV says vehicles were blown up near a mosque in Daraa, south of Damascus. It's uncertain who was behind the attack or how many casualties it caused. The former mayor of New Orleans, in office when Hurricane Katrina nearly destroyed the city, has been indicted on corruption charges. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports Ray Nagin is now facing 21 federal charges.
The former mayor is accused of wire fraud, money laundering, taking bribes, and filing false tax returns. Nagin is accused of profiting from city dealings, many after the 2005 hurricane left the city in chaos. Several businessmen have already pleaded guilty to paying Nagin in exchange for contracts. Nagin, a former businessman, took office in 2002. After Katrina, he raged publicly about a slow federal response. Prosecutors say he gave his family granite business exclusive deals and took money and vacations from vendors. Nagin has consistently denied any wrongdoing. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
House Republican leaders will seek a three-month extension of the government's borrowing authority next week. The plan, announced at the end of a House Republican retreat, would force a Democratic-controlled Senate to act first on passing a deficit-reducing budget plan. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor says if the Senate or House fail to pass a budget by April 15th, members of Congress would lose pay. At last check on Wall Street, Dow was up 13 at 13,609, NASDAQ off 8, S&P 500 down slightly. This is NPR. In Chicago, authorities have exhumed the body of a man who died of cyanide poisoning after winning the lottery. NPR's Cheryl Corley has the story.
46-year-old Arush Khan died last summer, just a day after the state had issued a check for his lottery winnings, a lump sum payment after taxes of $425,000. Initially, the medical examiner's office ruled that Khan died of natural causes, but a relative asked for officials to take another look. Full toxicology results revealed the lottery winner was poisoned. Cook County's chief medical examiner, Dr. Stephen Cena, says an autopsy may help determine whether the cyanide was swallowed, inhaled, or ingested, and provide other details.
If and when this case goes to trial, I always like to have as many data points as possible.
Khan's widow says her husband was a good man, and she had nothing to do with his death. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
The International Olympic Committee is urging veteran cyclist Lance Armstrong to give anti-doping authorities all the evidence he has of the drugs he used to help him win his Tour de France titles. The IOC says Armstrong, who admitted to doping during last night's aired interview with Oprah Winfrey, should do what he can to help develop a stronger, cleaner sport. Yesterday, the IOC stripped Armstrong of his bronze medal from the 2000 Sydney Games. Armstrong has also lost his Tour de France titles. Consumer sentiment has hit its lowest point in more than a year in the U.S., due in part to the recent debate over the fiscal cliff. The Thomson Reuters University of Michigan's preliminary reading on consumer sentiment fell to 71.3 this month. Dow is up 12 points at 13,607. NASDAQ is off about 8. S&P 500 up slightly. This is NPR News.